CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. We're learning more now about the apparent assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump in Florida. CBS News reporter Michael Toscano has details.
A criminal complaint against Ryan Wesley Roth reveals that cell phone records show the phone was in the vicinity near the Trump golf course for nearly 12 hours before a Secret Service agent saw a rifle barrel coming out of the shrubs. That most likely means Roth had been camped out there all that time with food waiting for the opportunity on a Sunday when Trump often golfed.
Roth was charged with two gun-related crimes in federal court today. President Biden today condemned political violence.
America suffered too many times the tragedy of an assassin's bullet. It solves nothing and just tears the country apart. We must do everything we can to prevent it and never give it any oxygen.
The president spoke at an HBCU conference in Philadelphia. Campaign reporter Jake Rosen says yesterday's events aren't causing the Trump campaign to make any scheduling changes.
Donald Trump will be in Michigan, then he will be in New York on Wednesday, and then he will be in North Carolina on Saturday. I've been told by the Trump campaign there are no changes to his campaign schedule after yesterday's assassination attempt.
Smoke and flames are chasing hundreds of people from their homes near Houston after an apparent pipeline explosion. Reporter Chris Fox says firefighters are battling Texas-sized flames that are literally hundreds of feet high.
The heat from the massive plume so intense it's threatening homes hundreds of yards away.
I did feel the heat. The flames weren't that close yet. I could see a little bit of char on my back fence.
Firefighters are using tower ladders to douse the roofs of nearby homes. 4,000 customers without power. No word yet what caused the explosion. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
The fallout continues in Springfield, Ohio, after Trump and his running mate J.D. Vance made unfounded allegations that Haitian immigrants in the city are eating pets. CBS's Nicole Killian says the city's cultural festival has now been canceled.
Two local colleges are also moving their classes online instead of in person. In part, that is from threats that were made, particularly to one university over this weekend.
General Motors said today it's exploring a possible collaboration with the South Korean automaker Hyundai on vehicles, supply chain issues, and clean energy technologies. The Carolina Panthers have reportedly decided to bench the 2023 number one overall draft pick Bryce Young after the second-year quarterback's rough start to the season. Andy Dalton would likely take over as the starter. On Wall Street at the close, the Dow up 0.6%, S&P 500 up fractionally. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Staff Sergeant Ralph H. Bodie, a World War II airman from Racine, will be laid to rest 80 years after he was shot down. Bodie was just 20 years old when he was shot down over Germany. He was recently identified. There'll be a public procession on the 27th. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman has decided to not sign or veto a resolution supporting a commuter rail study. Signing on to the $5 million federally funded study administered by the city of Racine has already been approved by the Kenosha County Board. The study aims to look at the feasibility of extending commuter rail from Kenosha to Milwaukee. Kenosha is sure to be featured in a PBS documentary airing next year. A new six-part documentary series on the history of American Motors is set to debut on PBS stations nationwide in March. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, Class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheel, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome. No reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
It's a victory Monday for the Packers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay got a 10-point lead in the first half and stayed ahead of Indianapolis the rest of the way, taking a 16-10 victory at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur was happy to get the win.
I'm so proud of our staff, our players, just everybody sticking together because, you know, adversity is coming in every week in this league. And you face it in game. You face it, obviously, going into the game when you don't have your star quarterback. And you just got to find a way to win because at the end of the day, nobody cares.
The Packers will play Tennessee this Sunday. Milwaukee's run of extra inning losses continued Sunday as the Brewers fell 11-10 in 10 innings to the Diamondbacks. Milwaukee took a lead in the top of the 10th but gave up three runs in the bottom half with closer Devin Williams left in the bullpen. It doesn't get any easier for the Brewers, who will host the Phillies and Diamondbacks for a 7-game homestand beginning tonight. Milwaukee's lead in the NL Central is at 10 games. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the low 60s. And sunshine is ahead for Tuesday and Wednesday. Mild for this time of year with highs right around 80. And into the low 80s for Thursday and Friday. Chance of rain for the upcoming weekend. Right now it's 80.
Could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. A white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you
the Monkees on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. All right, it's time for Civic Media's Go for the Greener Gold Text to Win statewide contest. Here's what you need to do. Download the Civic Media app, click on WRJN, find the text button, and text jewelry. That's this hour's keyword, jewelry. It's your chance to win some gold jewelry. It's also your chance to get in on the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay December 23rd against New Orleans. Again, download the Civic Media app, click on WRJN, and text JEWELRY. That's this hour's keyword. Good luck from Civic Media and WRJN.
Ooh, I bet you wonder how I knew. Radio Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Setting suns and low. nature, friend of man.
News, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers, the perfect soundtrack to summer. Tough extra inning loss for the Brewers yesterday, and after the game, manager Pat Murphy talked about why he didn't use Devin Williams late in the game.
Look, guys, the big thing was we can't just tear this bullpen up and have nobody to pitch for the next 2 days. So we're thinking more about, you know, what was the best scenario.
Brewers in action tonight, home against the Phillies, 6:40 first pitch. We'll have the pregame for you just after the 6 o'clock news.
Come see what's brewing, the Milwaukee Brewers.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Across Wisconsin, families are feeling the squeeze of rising prices. From groceries to gas, everything is more expensive. Families can't afford the things they need.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working every day to get inflation under control and lower costs so you can keep more of your hard-earned money.
Brian Style is standing shoulder to shoulder with our law enforcement, ensuring they have the resources needed to keep us safe.
I've always backed the blue. Our officers deserve our support as they work tirelessly on the front lines to keep our families and communities safe.
And when it comes to our veterans and seniors, Brian Style is working to ensure they receive the care and benefits they've earned and deserve.
Wisconsin's veterans and seniors have given so much to our country. It's our duty to stand up for them, just as they stood up for us.
Brian Style, working for Wisconsin's families, protecting our way of life.
I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Let me be your love and tell you back. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I want to be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Oh, teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Your daddy.
baby. I don't wanna be your tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. I just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be your teddy bear. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let it be your teddy bear.
I just wanna be your teddy bear.
Local news and timeless hits from Elvis Presley on WRJN. Partly cloudy tonight and a low of 61. Tomorrow, sunshine and 79. Here's Todd Rundgren. Hello, it's me on WRJN.
Hello, it's me. I've thought about us for a long, long time. Maybe I think too much, but something's wrong. There's something here that doesn't last too long. Maybe I shouldn't think of you as mine. I take for granted that you're always there.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. If you ever miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search for WRJN News Online. You'll get the stories wherever you get your podcasts or from the WRJN website. Let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Several children are injured after a school bus crashed in Ozaukee County this morning. The school district says those children are getting medical attention. All families affected have been contacted. The Random Lake School District is in southern Sheboygan and northern Ozaukee counties. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin. We expect to learn more this week about a stop in Madison Friday afternoon. Meanwhile, her running mate, Tim Walz, was in Wausau and Superior over the weekend.
We cannot have four more years of that nearly 80-year-old man yelling at people to get off his yard, screaming about cats, and looking out for himself.
Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigns in Eau Claire tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. After 80 years, the remains of Staff Sergeant Ralph H. Bodie, a World War II airman from Racine, will be laid to rest in his hometown. Bodie was just 20 years old when his B-24H Liberator was shot down over Kassel, Germany. That was on September 27, 1944. He'll be honored with a procession and military flyover on the 80th anniversary of his final mission. The public is encouraged to attend the ceremony on the 27th with a procession along Osborne Boulevard between Spring Street and the entrance to Graceland Cemetery. Kenosha is sure to be featured in a PBS documentary airing next year. A new six-part documentary series on the history of American Motors is set to debut on PBS stations nationwide in March. The Last Independent Automaker is produced by filmmaker Joe Ligo. It'll explore AMC's journey from its formation to its acquisition by Chrysler. A statement says the series aims to provide a comprehensive look at AMC's story from the Nash Rambler to the Eagle. A retail theft blitz was conducted in Racine County this weekend. That's a joint task force effort made up of Mount Pleasant, Sturtevant, Caledonia, and Racine police departments. The operation targeted organized retail theft crimes and led to the arrest of seven suspects across 11 retail locations in Mount Pleasant. One of those suspects is being held at the Racine County Jail on multiple charges. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the low 60s. And sunshine is ahead for Tuesday and Wednesday. Mild for this time of year with highs right around 80. And into the low 80s for Thursday and Friday. Chance of rain for the upcoming weekend. Right now it's 80.
Understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home.
money moves, I've got mine. Woman, you got yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, researchers say knowing two or more languages makes it easier to learn additional languages. Well, this is really good news for our morning man, Don Rosen. He knows English, profanity, and sarcasm, so learning a fourth language should be really easy for him.
Let's go.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Still a little bit of time for you to text this hour's keyword in our Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win statewide contest. If you haven't already done so, download the Civic Media app, click on WRJN, and find the text button and text jewelry. That's this hour's keyword, J-E-W-E-L-R-Y, jewelry. It's your chance to win some gold jewelry and be entered for our grand prize, a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. Again, this hour's keyword is jewelry. Good luck.
Oh, show and tell, it's just a game I play. When
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman and Stuart J. Waddles. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, just doing a quick pop-in. How you doing?
Doing well. So, Stuart, my wife, let's see, this was back in 1996. She was in a show over at the Racine Theater Guild, and it was called Dancing at Lunasa. And there were five women who played sisters, and she was one of the sisters. Okay?
All right.
So Dancing at Lunasa is now playing at American Players Theater out in Spring Green. Okay?
You got your tickets?
We went yesterday, in fact.
Okay.
So three of the actresses who played three of the five sisters, we all went together.
Oh, how delightful.
Wasn't it? However, if you're familiar at all with American Players Theater in Spring Green, it's an outdoor theater. Do you know what the weather was like yesterday?
Ooh, it's pretty warm.
It was like 90 degrees yesterday.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to lose half of our crew. It was nasty.
But how was the performance? Was she comparing herself to herself?
Oh, they all were. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all were. But seriously, I mean, it was hot yesterday. Like half the audience had to go up and find shelter, had to find shade, find air conditioning somewhere. So the second act, there was hardly anybody. Well, I wouldn't say hardly anybody. I'd say a third of the audience got up and left.
Jeez, did you move on up to the front row?
I wish we could have, because that was at least under a bit of a canopy, but it was.
Are you a thespian? You ever done any acting?
I have. Yeah, I have. In fact, I haven't done anything in a while. I've done three shows at the Theater Guild, and, you know, high school and college, I did all that, but.
I was in the Music Man at Mary D. Bradford High School in 1995.
I was in the Music Man at Elgin Larkin High School in 1980.
Should we break into the Wells Fargo wagon right now, or should we wait?
Oh, the Wells Fargo wagon
is a comment down the street.
There he is, thespian and newsman Stuart J. Waddles. He'll keep us up to date throughout the day on WRJN.
Hop on a captivating crime-solving ride with Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. A blizzard strikes on a dark, stormy night, stranding a train on the tracks. Inside the luxury coach, a murder has occurred behind a locked door. But how? Renowned detective Hercule Poirot must investigate the treachery and scheming before the killer strikes again. Details and tickets at racinetheatre.org. racinetheatre.org.
Baseballs flying out of AmFam Field? That's what we love to see. But what about pests sneaking into your home? Not so much of a grand slam. For 65 years, family-owned Safeway Pest Management has been keeping southeastern Wisconsin pest-free by eliminating unwanted critters with safe, effective solutions. Don't strike out against pests. Go for the home run and call Safeway Pest Management at 262-679-4422. Mention the Brewers and get 10% off your first service. It's a win-win for your peace of mind and your Brewers pride.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Buying a home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. Before you tour a home, the real estate professional you're working with may ask you to sign a buyer's agreement, which describes the services you'll receive, each party's role and responsibilities, and how your agent will be compensated, all of which you'll want to discuss with them up front. So work with an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors with a duty to honestly represent you and put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 5. We'll get news, sports, and weather. We'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Now, Simon and Garfunkel. This is Bridge Over Troubled Water on WRJN.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. When you're down and out, when you're on the street,